הקטע הראשון מתוך רבש.
We'll go into the first excerpt from Rabash. This is from the article, What Degree One Must Attain in Order to Not Reincarnate. Lesson number two is titled, Discovering the Need for the Ten. We have to know that all the souls of Adam extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, the soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Zihara Ila'a, upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous...
...to ask for correction. Item 2, from Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand, how is it possible for the spiritual to divide? Since initially, only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon. In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Yet, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, it appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person
to see it.
Item 3, from the writings of Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. The second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illuminating force, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. There's nothing else but... Item 4, Baal HaSulam, letter 4. You lack nothing except to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped down from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity permanently, without pause. And the high streams of flight will be as a never-ending fountain.
I have any other access to that besides through the Creator.
Item 5 from Abash, Article 1, Part 2, The Purpose of Society. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve adhesion with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so that we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For these reasons, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it, Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against, that allows one to fight against oneself, since each one is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each of them seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.